Would you like to support Radio Labyrinth? It's very simple. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. For as little as $1 a month, you can help me keep money in my pocket, which means I can put gas in my shitty car, drive to the studio, and then edit the podcast. Again, patreon.com/TimAndrews. Thanks.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling, so go for it.
Hey, we're... Hey, everybody's screaming. This is episode 17, season 2, episode 17. This is Radio Labyrinth. We are recording live in the Punchline, 10:39 on a Monday night. We just finished seeing Doug Stanhope, Ron White. Who else was here, Jeff?
Special guest.
Brett Erickson. From Roast Battle.
Right. And as I look across the crowd, I see a couple of guys from Cumulus Radio. You got Ruckus and Matt Organic Jones.
I thought I looked like Matt Organic Jones.
I used to call him on the regular guy show. I called him Matt Orgasmic Jones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Jamie Bendel, the proprietor here. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Buddy.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
No, this is awesome. This is a treat.
Yeah.
For us.
For real. Thank
yeah,
you so much.
Us. I don't know what the hell we're doing. Hey, Matt, say hi.
Hey.
Matt Jones, everybody.
Matt Orgasmic Matt Jones. What's up? Sit down. Grab a headphone.
There's Ruckus. Ruckus is here. What are we going to talk to these guys about? There's all sorts of shit going on. It's not going to be a typical show.
Let me know if you need more headphones.
I'm tired.
Headphone.
Hey,
I
Matt.
I can't hear me, though.
You can't? We can hear you fine.
Can you hear me?
I hear
do
you.
Do I sound great?
You sound great.
You look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you, man. You look
do.
Great, too.
You do.
It's married life.
Is that what it is?
Well, new married life.
New married life.
Turns still in the honeymoon stage.
5 years married is going to...
Let Ruckus say hello on the mic there.
Ruckus.
Give a shout out to your podcast.
Hello, sir.
What's your podcast called?
The Whole Hog Podcast.
And who else is on it?
Mark Owens, Mixmaster Mark.
Mixmaster Mark. And it's a good podcast. You guys should check it out.
Yeah, very vulgar.
Well, great. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Matt, did you enjoy the show tonight?
I love the show tonight.
Yeah, what brought you here this evening?
Ruckus actually brought me here.
Yeah, Ruckus, are you a big fan? I figured Ruckus would be a big Doug Stanhope fan.
Oddly enough, Mishka's like the only one I was familiar with.
Who?
Mishka?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't know Ron White?
Oh, obviously Ron, but I didn't know Ron was going to be here.
Yeah, neither did I until he sat by me. I'm like, oh, yeah. He smelled good when he came back in from a cigarette.
One of those jazz cigarettes.
Yeah, one of those jazz. He's a jazz singer.
Like a 1940s
Doug Stanhope's going to walk by.
Doug Stanhope.
Yeah. There he is. Oh, Jamie, get up.
Get the fuck out of here, Jamie.
I don't need headphones. But you can tell the owner to beat it. Of course, you're going to pick him. There's six people on this podcast. One's the owner. Hey, fuck off. Hey, this is What's Doug up, Stanhope. I'm sorry I couldn't commit to being on your podcast because I knew this show was going to go weird. I don't know how weird, and the night's not even half over.
You feel good about it? We had a blast, man.
Yeah.
Oh, we loved it.
Fucking
well,
killer.
We're getting on the Ron White bus.
Oh,
ooh, okay.
And Bird Cloud is going to do a private show at the Ron White mansion that I've heard so much about. So
no
once,
shit.
And we didn't know that till the show was already in progress. So, yeah, it kind of fucked up everything. Like, I forget to do my whole closer is about my girlfriend, if you know me.
Let's do it now.
No. I'm going to burn material on this person.
Come on, we need the numbers.
Don't blame you.
No, I wouldn't either.
This is rock and roll, man.
It was so much fun. There's one other time we got to do that where we introduced, hey, will you tolerate? I know the show is running long. Will you tolerate some local talent?
That was great.
And you could see people flinch but have to agree and clap. And then we brought out Roseanne from where she grew up in Salt Lake. And they fucking went ballistic like they did tonight for Ron White.
It was great. Well, because we were sitting back here and we saw Ron, so I kind of had a feeling that that was going to happen. But for everybody else, yeah, they went apeshit. Yeah. She's killer.
I'm glad that you're back and on the road, man. And going back years and years and years, like hearing you on all those fucking XM shows and shit. But I have all the CDs, so I would just listen to them over and over again. So it's nice to see it, especially in a show like this. It was fucking great, so thank you.
It's coming back together. There's Bird Cloud. Bird Cloud, where are you playing? Hey, when does this podcast go out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Where
Come
are you
on
playing
over.
On Saturday?
Bird Cloud.
We're playing at Melrose and McQueen, 7:30 sharp.
Do you know what that Melrose and what?
Hi, I never heard of that. This is Matt from Bird Club. We're gonna be
listen. You don't want him on your podcast. They're shit interview.
7:30 this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, I
we'll look forward to that.
Early because I knew I'd be drunk by now. Sorry.
Good.
That's my manager going, making sure we tip the.
Yeah.
So yeah, did they tell you where they're playing?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. She got that in.
7:30 Saturday. Drink,
yeah.
Well, it is just very go to hectic. Bird Cloud.
Yeah, go to Bird Cloud.
Isn't it weird having fucking bartenders? Amazing.
What does she do? What is the show?
Oh, no, Bird Cloud. They're musicians.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was a sad sack of shit walking around Williamsburg. If you look up, listeners, if you Google search Bird Cloud Vodka Soda Berg and watch that video, you will be as hooked as every single person that's ever seen that video. And all you right. could close the podcast on that if
we
you
do
that. Such
Done.
Things.
Okay.
We'll do that at least.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do it
Not
right now.
Nashville.
Do, 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 do,
and is the bus here?
The bus is here. You don't have to stay, man.
I'm Ron White bus.
How's Bingo?
Yeah,
one story.
Yeah, speaking of your girlfriend, how is Bingo doing?
Bingo is doing great, except for overstimulation. The amount of people, a merch booth would crush her the same way I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than the merch booth. And yes, I know people want to get a picture,
yeah.
But when you're on stage, it's like a fist fight. Where when you get off, you're like, what just happened? Like I need to take in what just happened. And if you enjoyed your set on any level,
you can't bask in it.
I don't want to go out and be a politician immediately and shake hands and try to listen to stories from drunk people. And if you had a bad set, it's even worse. I don't want to see the... What I think are looks of derision.
They don't work.
Well, you definitely need
Ron White's here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is the Ron and Doug show now. You guys can take off.
All right, we'll see you
guys. Yeah, see you later.
We got this.
Ron, I swept up your hair last summer.
What?
I swept up your hair at the barbershop last summer.
Thank you very much. I can't hear myself on this.
He glued it back in.
Give him your headphones, Jeff.
Wait.
This is fucking top notch podcast, by the way.
Try this.
We usually record at a radio station.
Or something.
Yeah, it has a volume on it.
When you emailed me, I wanted to say yes, but I can't imagine
Just making Doug louder doesn't make me be able to hear. You made Doug louder.
Wow, you got louder, and I don't have headphones.
So Smith's Old Bar tomorrow night.
Yes.
And what kind of... Is it going to be the same kind of thing?
It's
going to
be
a little rowdier?
Shit. Never come to my shows in the same tour. I fucking hate it.
Don't even come to my shows in the same decade. You want to give it 10 solid years before you come out and see me again, and that way I'll have a good
You're
solid...
You're like an old Chappelle.
Very, very old Chappelle.
Every 10 years.
I got some new stuff for you. And I don't mind rolling it out either.
It's been about 10 years since we saw Ron at the Punchline for the first time. I think he...
No, it's been longer than that, man.
It's 2003. Bobcat Goldthwait.
God.
That show.
Wait, you opened for Bobcat?
Yeah. Yeah, I featured for him, I think.
Yeah,
or whatever. And yeah, it was like 9 million years ago.
Yeah, it was.
I've been working this... back when I had real drug problems.
I wanted
not this little phony bullshit I got going on now.
Can you bring this up? Is Kathy here? Because you told me a story, and I still remember this from whatever, 94, whenever we were in Oklahoma City in that pile of shit comedy condo. You told me about Being fired by this very club for doing acid on stage.
I was.
I remember that, motherfucker.
That's putting it pretty lightly. They actually had another club, and it was called Punchline Underground, and it was at just downtown L.A. Atlanta, and it was a really cool area. They tried to make it work. So there was Hooters down there and some nightclubs, and there was a really cool comedy club, very Victorian. They spent a lot of money on it. Wraparound balcony, sat 50 people up there, sat 350 people overall, big tall ceiling, and it was New Year's, and the other comedians in town, which was at the Improv and Buckhead, and then the comedy, or the Punchline, and then the other one that the Peta owned up in whatever.
Listen,
Smyrna.
No one listening to this knows Chris DePetta.
Okay, fuck this Chris DePetta. Okay, all right, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He's Billy Gardell's manager.
You're exactly right. Yeah. It's Billy Gardell's manager.
And he does that.
And
small aside, at one point I go, Billy Gardell, what happened to that guy? Like, he drifted out of comedy. Oh, he's been on a hit sitcom
with the number one movie star in the entire world.
Yeah. I don't know how it's really. It's amazing what happened to him.
Sit at a bar a lot of the time. You go, oh, he doesn't come to the bar anymore. He must have driven.
Right, he must have fucking. Wonder what happened to him. What a sad story. That Billy Gardell story. Being Billy Gardell carried Tim Wilson to his grave. Me and Billy Gardell were both poor pulverizers, just to drag this motherfucker into it.
I'm going to drag you back to where you did acid.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So I got a deal. We've all got a deal. It's all the headliners I know, and we're all going to do acid. And they're all going to do this acid they're getting from this friend that we all knew, and we always had the best acid. And I wasn't getting my acid from him. I had two hits of blotter acid in my wallet that I'd gotten in Alabama. And so it's Saturday night. We don't have a Sunday night show. And the guy that's the feature act plays a fucking didgeridoo. Fucking part of this fucking act. So the whole week, I'm like, you can hear it through walls and shit. And I'm like, what a talentless fucking piece of shit this guy is. And so on New Year's,
did you
redo
hate mail filing?
No, yeah, they're coming in.
All those fucks.
So what happened was, I start thinking, well, we'd rented a hotel in Midtown, and we were all going to eat the acid at a certain amount of time right after the second show, and we're going to meet at this hotel room. We're all going to trip and party. It's going to be fun, right? It's a good plan. Well, I start thinking, well, how good could my acid be? Because it's fucking blotter acid from Alabama. And it turns out it probably wasn't made in Alabama. It was probably an import acid from a lab in California somewhere. Because 30 minutes, I ate it right before, I mean, right after I came off stage, I was like, oh, my acid probably sucks. I just eat two hits of it, and I'm just on my back 30 minutes later in the green room just going, oh, fuck, are you kidding me? From Alabama? I start hearing the didgeridoo, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I know I'm coming. He closed the didgeridoo, and I'm like way too fucked up to do a set of any kind, and they were looking for me, and I was in the green room with the lights out, and I knew they were looking for me because they'd come in, but they would notice the lights were out, so they would assume I wasn't in there, but I was laying on the floor tripping my balls off, they go out and they finally come in and they find me and they're like, Ron, you got to do a set. This is New Year's Eve, second show. Both shows sold out. Biggest show that they have all year long. And I have made a fucking total miscalculation of just how hard I need to be tripping to make
for
this
the record,
fucking...
in the book that I is coming out soon, my worst show was doing mushrooms on New Year's Eve in Alaska.
Right.
Every time I have I hear a similar story, I gotta put this out. I have a similar story.
Right. So they're
not
leading
as bad.
Me.
I remember yours.
They're leading me out there. And I'm just telling myself, okay, Ron, you got All right, just don't. If you think of something funny, don't say it. Just don't say it. Just fucking keep yourself calm. Just do the show as written. Do it as written. And so I go out there, and it's a really tall room, and it's got a big high stage. Sure, you're not in it like the fucking banana club in fucking Cincinnati.
You're in a cone at this point.
Well, I'm just saying you're up away from the crowd. It's a high stage. And then a really high ceiling, so you're not in it like this, like a small cloud. Right. You're up away from, so they really can't see the details of my eyes, which is good.
But you can see the details of theirs.
Oh, I could. Well, I had to make them blow out the table candles because there were 50 table candles dancing in my fucking eyes, and I'm like, well, I can't do this at all. There's no way I can do this. So they blew them out. That's great, and so I'm doing that. And I'm just murdering, and I can see the rhythm of the material. I'm just beating this crowd to death. I was doing 9 shows a week. I was so goddamn good back then, just fucking knocking the shit out of them. And I drank a beer on stage then, and I ran out of beer, and the set was so fun that the staff started watching it. And quit waiting on tables.
That's when you know it's going bad.
Well,
when the staff is interested.
I didn't know that at the time. I really didn't. I thought it was going fine.
You thought you were out there like Doc Ellis pitching a no hitter.
Right. Yes. Tripping my fucking balls off. Like, and then going
it's
well.
It's not like there's a bartender going, "Oh, this is going to be so much better the 8th time."
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, like, we never. So anyway, they. I ran out of beer, and I don't say anything, but they just the staff was watching. They just brought me another beer, and then just put it on the stand. So for whatever reason, I said, look at there. If I make you laugh, they give me a beer. Later, if I make you jump through a hoop, they're going to give me a big 8-ball of blow. And nobody laughed. And you heard somebody drop a tray of glasses in the back, and then a long pause. And then it was like the rest of the set was like it was like the end of Young Frankenstein when Gene Wilder, the whole thing's gone to shit. He's just trying to dance his way past the last fucking 20 minutes of it. And it was horrible. And I was booed. And it was a special night for a lot of people.
So let's, like, because we
want to recap it.
I saw all the to go shit going out. So we got to leave. But the firing was. Were any of the people involved in this punchline involved in that firing?
Chris DePetta? Indirectly.
We already said no one knows Chris DePetta.
Yeah, he was here earlier. But anyway, Well, I got to go get paid. I don't have a Sunday show. I've just done my last show of the week. So now I got to go face the management. And quite frankly, getting kicked out of this chain for doing drugs is kind of like getting kicked out of prison. It's really hard to do. It's really hard. I don't know how hard you have to fuck up to get kicked out of prison, but I got kicked out of fucking prison here. But when I admitted it, I was like, okay, I get it. I'm fucking, all right, I was blazing. And actually, the guy goes, were you a little fucked up on stage tonight, Ron? And I said, I'll take a check. I just take a check. I'm done, right? I've done this, you know. So we go back to the. I'm on a fucking MARTA train ride straight to where the fucking hotel we rented is. We're all going to be tripping. They didn't get their acid. Oh, no. I'm the only one fucked up. And so we're having a hotel room with all these fucking people that are sober, and I'm like beating balloons off the fucking wall. I'm going nutty, nutty, nutty. And so they're giving me fucking pills, trying to get me to come down. Blue pills, green pills, red pills. I'm like, motherfucker. And I don't come down at all. And they all go to bed because they're bored of me, and I'm still fucking making noise out there. And Marta doesn't run to take me back to my hotel room until like dawn or something like that. So it gets to be dawn. So I think I go to the bus stop up the hill. I take one stop to the train, take that nonstop to my hotel, and I'll be fine. Great. I'm walking up the hill, and the pills start hitting. And I look like an elephant that's been shot in the ass with a tranquilizer dart. I start staggering slow up this hill. And some people help me onto the bus, and I'm like, and then they put me on MARTA, which is a train that goes back and forth across the city all day long, back and forth across the city. And there I pass out completely, and I have a fever blister that breaks, and I start bleeding from the mouth, and I'm really pale, and I've been tripping all night, and now I'm out on Xanax and whatever they've given me, and I just bounce across the town for hours, just back, passed out, nobody would talk to me, nobody saved my life, nobody did anything, and eventually I woke up and figured it all out, and I was like, okay, I'm in Sandy Springs. And I've probably been here 7 times. So I go back to my hotel and sleep it off.
And the didgeridoo never makes a reappearance.
Did the check cash?
Right. It did, but I was not invited back for 10 years. And that was not the first time it had happened. So I was like, okay, I get it. Every once in a while, I'll fucking knock one out of the fucking park.
Every 10 years,
I don't get to come back.
It's been 10 years since I've been here, so hopefully 10 years more. Ron White, it was a pleasure to be on your podcast.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Doug.
Tell me the name of the podcast.
Radio Labyrinth.
Hey, this is Doug Stanhope and
Ron White.
And if you're listening to this drop, it's because we've passed away and they need ratings.
Yeah. We have people we're trying to support. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks, man. That was great.
Ron, good to see you again. Tonight. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
Yes. There you go, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you so much. It's so great.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Honor.
Call me, need another haircut, Ron.
I got another 30 Addison stories if you want.
Okay. See you next week.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com. Find yourself an appointment and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd is a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @Radio_Labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Wow.
Wow.
That was fucking awesome.
Great. Yeah. Well, those guys are going to have an interesting night.
Yeah, I wish I was going on Ron White's bus.
I've got Ron White's ears on my ears.
You do. You're never going to wash your ears again.
No.
Thanks, Steph.
I'm so excited.
Save the day over there.
I was nervous.
You were nervous. I'm sitting here looking at all this equipment.
No, you guys did great. Jeff, you saved it. I didn't know what to say. Jeff, you brought
got
up
Jamie back.
Yeah, with Jamie's back. Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie.
But no, Jeff with the good Doc Ellis reference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I was just starstruck the whole time.
Yeah, I was too.
Thanks again, you Jamie. It all goes back to Jamie,
I didn't
though.
Do anything.
Actors and stuff, I'm not intimidated by actors ever or anything like that, but comedians that you'll worship,
yeah.
I'm just, duh, I'm not funny.
Well, we just watched him kill on stage, so. Yeah.
Duh, I'm not funny.
Thank you, guys.
Have fun at Smith's.
Have fun at Smith's. Yeah, that's going to be as fun as what they're doing right now.
It's just like one of those things to say.
Who are you?
I'm Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Do I have a thing? Do I hear you?
Bye, Kathy. There goes Kathy. Right. I don't know where Jamie went. Bye, Jamie.
Where'd
Jamie
disappear? Oh, Jamie's coming back. Well, hi. What's your name again? Jessica.
It's Jessica.
How you doing, Jessica?
I'm super. How are you guys?
We're great.
We're good.
What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse?
You're not from Atlanta, I'm told.
I'm not.
Where are you from?
Florida.
Florida.
We'll go with Florida.
Okay. Oh, why do you have to be so? Why do you have to be so?
What did you?
Are you in the witness protection program? You can't tell.
Can't
us.
Tell you that.
Can't tell.
So you came to Atlanta just to see Doug?
We did.
Awesome.
Are you excited that you're speaking on a mic that was just spoken on to
by Ron White?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Just coveting the mic.
I feel you. I've got his ears on my ears, like I'm rubbing it. It's great.
Here, yeah. We'll get it together.
Friends taking pictures. All right, so what do we do now?
Well, I don't know. We got to talk to Jessica.
I feel like we blew our wad. Like,
yeah, it seems stupid if we start talking about leftovers now.
I want to talk about leftovers.
Well, what's it like being a nurse?
What's it like?
Yeah.
In what way?
What's your favorite part
of
that?
What kind of nurse are you? Yeah. ER? What? ER nurse?
Yes. This woman a nurse?
Yes.
She says she's a nurse.
I didn't know
she claims to be a nurse from Florida.
Yeah.
So,
Jessica? The nurse from Florida, is that what
I
it
can't
is?
Hear him at all, so I don't know.
He said,
no. you probably can't
nobody,
hear
me. Nobody can ever hear me. That's the number one complaint about Radio Labyrinth.
Yeah.
What?
I know what's going on.
That's the number one. What, me?
Yeah.
Nobody can hear me. That's the number one complaint of Radio Labyrinth.
I hear a little bit of mumble.
Just take your headphones off. It'll be easier.
All right, let's go.
How's that?
That's better. So how long have you been a fan of Doug Stanhope?
Since my boyfriend introduced me to him.
Your boyfriend? What's his name?
Christopher.
Christopher?
Hey, Christopher.
Say hi.
Also
wait,
a nurse.
Hi, Christopher.
Christopher must be a doctor.
He is not. That is a myth.
That's a myth?
Nurse is married doctor.
Firefighters, maybe.
Well, firefighters, they're manly, good looking, good with their hands. Are you a firefighter?
Yes.
Yeah. See?
You have the prime spot right there. Oh. That's what you want. Not me.
No?
That's the good one.
Humble, too.
So what would you like to talk about?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Did you enjoy the show tonight?
I did. It was great.
What was your favorite bit?
Moment. Favorite moment.
Yeah. Wow. There wasn't a lot of bits tonight.
You can't really...
I don't know. I was a big Indian gang rape fan myself. That was really kind of my favorite. Yeah. I worked
I think
for...
that was my favorite, too.
I kind of like the whole don't wear the...
Don't wear the what? You can say whatever you want.
Don't wear the victimhood as a as a badge of honor. I don't.
So I used to listen to Stanhope years ago, and I still listen to him. But he's that kind of guy that you listen to him going, you know, he's right about all this shit. And you start thinking about it, it's like it's less about the comedy, and then you know that's just how my brain works. But yeah, I mean, it makes you think about stuff that you don't normally think about, or you might be too afraid to say publicly because everybody's going to get angry.
Like,
he was literally condoning murdering.
Yes,
people.
I know.
And encouraging everyone to buy his fingerprints.
Right. Yes, that is a great way to go out.
I mean, the only thing that would have made it better if he would have asked the audience, who would you like to murder?
Right.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've got a list.
How many people does the punchline hold, Jamie?
200.
Okay, you're breaking up there.
Yeah, 200.
All right, so Jamie said 200 if you couldn't understand what he... so tonight you were packed.
Yeah, it was
a great
audience.
Standing room only.
Yeah, it was terrific.
So, you know, so between this and we were here, a week and a half ago for the Shackcast.
Live Shack podcast. Yeah,
we've been to some of the biggest events you've had here so far.
This has actually been a good run.
Yeah.
Right? If you look at if it started a week ago with the Shackcast, you are the 1 week anniversary show of the Shackcast.
That Shackcast was great.
And then we had a We Love Movies Live. Right? So that was a podcast as well that was.
Oh, you did?
Was here.
Doug was here?
We Love Movies.
Isn't that Doug Stanhope?
We hate movies.
Doug Benson.
Yeah.
Doug Benson
this
has.
We Hate Movies.
He's done a podcast at the Punchline. I don't know if he's done one here at the new Punchline.
At the new Punchline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why weren't we here, Joe? You happened to work for the gang.
I was here last time Doug was here.
Jessica, you sat about Aaron Morin.
Is it Morin?
Aaron Moran.
Aaron Moran.
From Happy
I feel
Days.
Like I'm out of the loop here.
No,
do
you
I'm
watch,
not quite
you,
sure.
Joni, watch Happy
Joni
Days?
From Happy Days.
Oh, I did
away.
See that.
That's sad.
Could you have saved her?
Scott Baio could
have. What was wrong with her?
True.
Well,
they think perhaps the hair.
Whose microphone is doing that?
It's
me. It's Jamie's.
Jamie's mic.
I offered conflicting opinions about what happened to her.
I offered to sing the theme song to Joni Loves Chachi to her at Dragon Con, and she refused.
You met her, right?
Do you think that could have saved her?
Maybe it could have.
Can you sing
singing
it now?
Theme, it's like Narcan.
There's something magic.
I was
going to
throw that out there.
You
the heroin.
Hold me in your
Yeah.
When you look at me.
A little louder.
You look at me. Soft as any touch could be. And suddenly there's magic when you look at me.
Oh, Jesus, God.
I feel I'm in heaven.
You're looking right at me, though.
I was looking at the punchlines on Ira. Don't flatter yourself.
He's looking right at me.
I didn't even remember that show.
Scott Baio doesn't even know the lyrics to the Joni Loves Chachi song anymore.
No, I don't know that he ever knew
them.
So that was the Scott Baio. Scott Baio, Aaron Moran. Anyway, so she's dead. And that's pretty sad.
I would love...
Rest in peace, 56.
I want to know from Father Cunningham, possibly.
Tom Bosley.
Yes.
I'm very saddened by the sudden death of Aaron Moran. Seems to have... parents should not outlive their kids.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. C. You croaked a few years before she did.
I'm not dead. I'm still here.
You're still selling those garbage bags?
Yes, I that's how she's going to be buried, in a glad bag. I'm going to wrap Joni in a glad bag and throw her into a reservoir with both Chucks. That's where we threw Chuck after we killed both of them. Potsy stabbed Chuck in his jugular vein. The other Chuck hung himself. Chuck hung himself in his apartment, which ended up going to Fonzie.
I thought him and Donnie Most, it was like a suicide thing.
Donnie Most likes to expose himself to young people. Not children. He's not, nothing illegal.
He's not an animal.
Just 18-year-olds.
Yeah. Yes, Donnie Most. But he showed himself to Joni.
Mr. Winkler.
Did she die? Did Joni die in a stagecoach accident?
I didn't get that reference. when you texted
the Dude Ranch episode. She goes on a runaway stagecoach and found Richie saved her.
That was towards the end of the series, wasn't it? When they started doing all that kind of shit.
No, because Richie was still on it. They did a season without Richie.
Oh, wow.
For some reason, Richie's wife was on the show, but Richie wasn't. I think he was in Vietnam.
With Chuck.
No, wait a minute. Chuck was dead. We killed Chuck and threw him in the lake.
Chuck had like a necklace made out of ears at that point over in Vietnam.
Chuck went to Vietnam. He was early there after Korea. He was touching Joni, so we killed him. This is going into a dark place. So we gave Aaron Moran's family some glad bags. And rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace,
Joni.
Thank you, Father.
Got a little frisky there, Howard.
Yeah, that's a bit of a journey.
What's that?
You got a little frisky.
I know. Oh, and Henry Winkler. Henry Winkler was very upset.
Yeah, Mr. Winkler.
Oh, you know, Joni had her problems.
Why didn't you intervene, sir?
Because I did what I had to do throughout the years, and
well, what have you been doing? Signing pictures of yourself?
No. She was wonderful. She was terrific, and she was such a dear heart.
Did you ever try to take her to the cons? You know the.
I did. I told her, look, what you need to do is to get some money. Go out there and sign autographs at these TV conventions.
Yeah.
Right. And she would just use the money to look. I don't want to get in trouble. Sad. I want to stop talking about Aaron Moran now.
Okay.
And since I don't do any other impersonations from Happy Days.
Bah, Fonzie. What happened to Joni? She died.
You can't bust out a little Al Molinari.
I don't do Al Molinari.
Yeah,
there you go.
There you go. Yeah, Jeff, you could do Al.
Oh, it's Mark for Mark. Nanu, Nanu.
The dancer.
What dancer?
The dancer that was the.
Leather Tuscadero?
No. The other guy with the kind of.
Hey, I'm Styx, and I'm in pornos now. I fucked Tracy Lords.
Oh, don't you remember Styx? Or was it Stax?
It was Styx. It was because he was the drummer for Richie's band.
Yeah.
And
then the sheriff or the chief of police are, we can't have a colored fella playing drums in a bar. And then everybody showed up and fought him down because he was mean.
I think I remember that. I want to know who's the dancer that Jamie's talking about.
I don't know who he's talking
maybe
about.
Maybe I'm getting confused with Laverne and Shirley.
Probably.
Who was their...
Carmine.
Carmine, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Carmine was a crossover character.
Didn't Carmine... Carmine
was
on
Happy Days. One episode, yeah. Because Potsy and Fonzie had dates with him. Oh, no, was it Richie?
They dated Carmine?
Richie,
yeah.
Richie they dated Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, they did. Oh, Carmine was wonderful.
My name's Carmine.
I'm the big ragu.
Fucking idiot. What's the last thing
he
I
was
saw
the
him?
Big ragu.
He was in a commercial for something recently. Cereal or some shit.
He's not doing reverse mortgage commercials.
Not reverse mortgage.
No, I don't know what it
is. He was on Always Sunny like 5 seasons ago.
Is that the problem? Is that the barometer of when you should be eligible for a reverse mortgage? When your childhood actor memories are pitching you products?
Yes.
Right? That's the crossover.
Oh, you remember me from TV.
Right.
Your children know me from The Water Boy.
Right. But now we're the same age. Yeah.
Yes. And someday, Adam Sandler will be old and he'll be doing these commercials.
Right.
How would you like a reverse mortgage?
You gotta reverse the mortgage.
Oh, it's the mortgage. You gotta reverse it.
Who else would be doing that shit? Who else would be doing it? Who's gonna be doing reverse mortgage commercials?
Oh, Gilbert.
Well, he already does. He's a shill already.
Oh, come on.
Well, but you've got your, like, your Ricky Schroeders. And
hey, it's Rick Schroeder. Don't call me Ricky or I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, that's true. He's a Rick. Any of the DJ from Full House is a potential
DJ from Full House. Yeah.
Right?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris. So he does Sprite commercials and shit.
Yeah, he does that beer.
No, but it's the transition into the reverse mortgage, steel building, tax.
Vaginal mesh sling.
Right?
Hi, it's Gilbert Gottfried, and you suffer from... a vaginal...
What do they call them?
Mesh.
The mesh sling across your bladder.
You have mesothelioma? Yeah.
It's from exposure to asbestos.
Jamie, busting out the impressions tonight.
I'm trying.
Hello, it's Donald Trump. Are you suffering from some sort of fucking disease?
It's your former president here. Okay, I'm done. Hi, it's Paul Stanley. Your balls itch? Mine itch a lot. That's why I use Gold Bond. The best part of waking up is Gold Bond on your nuts.
See, you're mixing up commercials. Oh.
Shut up.
Okay.
I don't need your shit anymore, Gene. I've broken free. If I want to pleasure myself on the bus, I will.
That's it.
So, Jessica.
Yes.
What's up?
I'm just enjoying your comedy.
How long in Atlanta? Are you going to the show tomorrow night also?
Nope. I'm going on a plane back home to go to work on
Florida.
Wednesday.
That's right. Let's say Florida.
Florida in quotations.
Florida.
Going to Florida.
Florida.
How long have you been getting ink work done?
Since my 18th birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So
which was, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Sure. We'll go with that.
So you've been doing it probably longer than, like, it's kind of early. I don't know. Everybody does it now, but it's like it's interesting to me what it means. Because to some people it means things, and to other people it doesn't.
No.
So to you, does it mean something?
Not really.
No?
I just
No. No, I mean, it means something to you. You like getting it done.
I just liked it.
Yeah. See, that's
end.
Cool.
End of story. There's no deep meaning, no deep-seated.
See, I like that. You
anything.
Just enjoy
it. I just liked it.
Now, what about your husband?
What is he? I don't know. Let him answer himself.
Come on.
We should mention that they're both heavily inked.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of it. Maybe there'll be a picture that would accompany the podcast.
Yeah, whatever. You can picture my tattoos. Whatever.
I haven't.
No, just real quick. You can stay right there.
Yeah.
Like, cause you're a fireman, right? Okay.
I have to interject, right? Because as he gets to this, when she said nurse as profession,
yes,
I have taken my daughters to a fair share of urgent care, you know, kind of clinics.
Right.
Yes.
I've not seen a lot of nurses.
To be fair, I work in the emergency room and I wear long sleeves.
See?
Nobody knows. Yeah.
Right.
I always thought nurses were sleeved up and literally and figuratively.
No, I've been in the hospital a time or two.
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
I'm not saying it negatively. I was just surprised.
Plus, remember, this is Florida, so.
Yeah. We have our own rules, okay? We have our own rules.
Swamp, Jamie.
Our own rules there.
Do you want the meth room or the non-meth room?
That's referring to what the physician.
Oh, yeah. Oxycontin? You want to go down to the pharmacy? How many scripts you got?
Right.
Seven? All right. We used to have a neighbor, and he would take his daughter down to Florida, and he would have a bunch of different scripts, and he would go to 7 or 8 different pharmacies, fill his oxys, come back, and he'd always knock on the door and say, "Hey, Tim." I'd say, "Yes," and he'd go, "You want one of these?" I said, "No, last time I told you, I'm not interested in trying that." "Well, just take one, man. If you get, you know, got a bad headache or whatever, just take it, and you keep it." I'd keep it, and then about 3 days later, "Tim, you still got that oxy?" Oh, man, you're a lifesaver.
I believe that.
Oh, so.
I believe that.
I felt bad for his daughter. I wonder what she's doing now.
By the by,
or what
I don't,
strip club she's working at.
I don't have any tattoos because I want to be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Why? You're not Jewish.
Oh, yeah? And I don't, ironically.
So tonight we've been recording live at the Punchline. It's been
thanks again to Jamie.
A lot of fun. So thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
And why don't you give everybody tell everybody who's coming up?
Well, so we have terrific shows. If you visit punchline.com, it's really all the information. We have everybody from Piff the Magic Dragon. We've got Paul Verzi, who's one of Bill Burr's steady openers, who's now out headlining on his own.
Good.
Tommy John again.
Oh, he's great.
Caroline Ray is coming back. It's really, we really are having what we most enjoy about being in this new space. So if people went to the old Punchline, it was great. It was awesome. We're really trying to build a new tradition here that's really comic. We've always been comic first,
right?
But the size of this room, the intimacy around it, allows us to do stuff like this with the podcast and just the great shows. So hopefully, people will.
Next week you got Jim Brewer.
Yeah, so Brewer's coming in for a night.
Excellent.
And he'll be here on Wednesday night, which is terrific. And then if you know he's a Mets fan, go catch him checking out SunTrust Stadium, watching the Braves take on the Mets.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's May the 3rd, Jim Brewer.
How long have we been on?
About 40 minutes.
About 40 minutes. All right.
I think there are several highlights from the show, though. I don't think we need to go on and on.
What about the show?
Yeah.
No, we don't have to go on about the show. We can talk about other shit.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, who else got? Okay, raise your hand if you got thrown out of a cab because you puked all over yourself Friday night.
Oh,
Jamie.
No, I didn't. I thought it was a...
Ever or Friday?
No, I didn't. He had the story.
So this last weekend in Atlanta was Sweetwater 420 Fest. So
you actually took a cab?
I'll tell you that in a second. No, it was a cab.
It's a puker.
We took we took Lyft there. So my wife and I, my lovely wife, Caitlin, who you can see on Fox 5 News.
Weekends.
She's the anchor. I probably shouldn't plug her because now she's going to... Anyway. You sure look nice on TV. You got to look at her Facebook page, man. You sure are pretty.
She has some stalkers on there.
Not
yeah.
stalkers, just how men are.
Sounds like
I'm
going to
tell your wife you said you plugged her.
And what were we talking about? So we went to 420 Fest on Friday. I wanted to see Trey Anastasio. And it was he was doing two sets.
Did he play anything recognizable?
Well, I'm getting to that. So we get there, and Caitlin wants to eat something. I said, well, we'll eat in a minute. We had these bracelets.
You had the munchies?
No, we had bracelets that got us free beers. Oh. And we go to the beer tent, and I'm looking around because I'm a lightweight when it comes to beer. Not a huge – I don't dislike it. I love Sweetwater 420. I can drink one or two with a dinner, and I love the flavor, and that's about it. It's not a beer. If I want to drink and maintain drink, it's got to be a Bud Light or a Coors Light or a PBR or something of that ilk. You guys, huh?
She asked me if I wanted to go, and I said no. Enjoy yourself. Do whatever you want. It's pretty fun. Stay.
She could talk about puking. She's a nurse.
Tag you in.
I am not entertaining.
Just,
I'm gonna tag him in.
Yeah.
Go.
Tag in. So,
anyway.
So.
James,
we get down there. We get these bracelets with free drinks all night long, to a certain limit. And I want to, I got these from another radio company. So I'm like, the VIP area where you can get discount on food. You get, prime VIP seating. You can go down close to the stage. And I just start pounding these beers. And I'm not a drinker anymore. I used to be a drinker, but I'm not a drinker anymore. And I certainly can't drink that pills or that hop stuff. Mm-hmm. Super hoppy. Bye. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful
Bye.
Time.
Thanks, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye, man. Take care.
Have fun in
Radio
Florida.
Labyrinth. Look us up.
Tag us.
Sure.
Yes.
Thanks. Sorry.
Tim, does this story end up with you saying that your name's Tater Salad?
No. It does not. So Trey comes on. By the time Trey comes on, I am drunk. Another thing about this 420 Fest is it's a celebration of marijuana. So everybody where we were standing has those vape pens, those disposable. I mean, the pen is not disposable.
You don't participate in that, of course.
No, of course not. And so they're passing.
What are we calling those, though? The mouth?
No, these aren't douche flutes. These
douche
are
flutes.
Vape pens. These are marijuana vape pens, and they're going back and forth. And somebody pulls out a joint, and I hear a guy go, "Oh, analog, dude." And it was me with the joint. And the guy went, "Analog, dude," and I laughed and said, "Here, you can have it. I don't smoke." And so
he was a digital native.
Yeah, and I got drunk, fucking drunk. And Caitlin said, look, you got to go. We got to go. Let's go. I said, all right.
So not bad, huh?
Yeah, I did. And it's terrible because it sucks. I missed most of Trey. But I saw it, but I don't remember it.
Your wife gave you one of those, that dude has got to go home right
yes.
now.
Yeah. But that's a good wife saving you from yourself, right?
It's a good woman, Tim.
So we get in the cab and...
Wait, first, did you recognize anything Trey played?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just wondered.
I know he was playing a Fish song when we left because I was jamming.
That's what I wondered, if he played any Fish songs and or did Dead songs.
I don't remember.
I'll look at the set online.
Yeah. So we get in the cab and we start driving, and all of a sudden I start saying, ah, blah, 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 and I just puked all over myself. Mm-mm. So the cab driver slams on the brake. Get out!
Really?
Get out right now! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Out! No! 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 Wouldn't listen. So we get out. She gets another cab. I got puke all over him. When we get home, I lay down on the floor. I pulled an old school Tim Andrews, vomit on the carpet.
Oh, wow. The dogs eat it?
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Get into the bedroom, lay down and go to bed, all over the bed.
Jeez.
And, you know, then I felt like shit. I had to get up and go to work the next day.
What was she doing?
Probably cursing me out. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean,
watching video replays of the wedding.
Yes.
Yeah. This is why I did this. Yeah. I'm bringing me back to my happy place.
Oh, so add photos to the D file just in case.
Yeah, this is going to deal with this shit. It's not as bad as when I shit the bed when I was living with Aunt.
Oh,
wow.
But that's because I had food poisoning. Anyway.
Okay.
You can't be blamed for food poisoning.
No, food poisoning.
But get to the commode. Right.
My thing is that this beer there is too fucking strong. It is too strong to be drinking like that at a festival when it's hot. You need that cheap-ass beer. So yeah. That's what happened to me. I went back on Sunday. It was raining too much, but Dark Star was really good. I wish I had stayed for Ween because I hear it stopped raining and then started again, which would have pissed me off even more. Not at the festival, but at
the VIP, they don't give you a little raincoat or anything?
No. There was covered. It was fine. It was covered. I was just tired of, I wanted to go out in the crowd and see people. But, God, that's a great festival. They do a great job, Sweetwater, putting on that festival. They had
a
comedy
tent. Why don't they come up with, a 420, quotes, fest, light version of their beer that's specifically designed to be served to enjoy it over a two-day festival?
I don't know. They don't. The weakest beer is their blueberry beer, and that's not very tasty.
You can't go fruity in a lot of them.
No.
Yeah.
So that's it. I puked in a cab, and then now we're here.
That was it? The rest of the weekend was a blur.
No. I got caught up on TV. Look, I want to wrap the show here in a few minutes.
Because, you want to just do staff picks or something?
Yeah,
or?
Let's do stuff. But next week we're going to be talking to the guys from Cineprov. So
yeah,
we'll be recording that again at our studio. But
sound quality will probably be better.
We will need to get back on board with talking about TV shows and shit. The Leftovers, Fargo, Archer, Legion. Which is wrapped. Brockmire is fucking hilarious. If you're not watching
I've
that,
I've heard about it.
It's so good.
Watch that.
I got three on my DVR. I'll watch it on Seth's
it's funny.
Recommendation.
It's so funny.
It's very funny.
When I get around to it.
I'm getting caught up on Feud, which is wrapping up this week. It's good. I quit listening to S Town, but I may finish. I don't know.
Oh God,
you got bored,
so
huh?
Awesome.
More to talk about soon. I'll be doing my own show on
Jeff
WSB.
Thinks it's fake.
So do I. I'll be doing my own show on WSB soon. More details on that next week. I'll tell you about it. It's you'll hear. It's just one day a week, and we're going to give it a shot and see if I can do it. If
awesome.
I freeze up like I did the night when Ron White and Doug Stanhope sat down,
no,
I'll be calling Jeff.
This is
Jeff.
Training.
Yeah, this isn't. No, I wasn't prepared for that. I was nervous. And my staff pick this week is if you are bored and you enjoy shit like this, go watch the Berkeley Antifa Trump supporter videos where they're fighting each other. And then wonder to yourself, like I did, why aren't the police intervening and telling people, you can't fight in the street? That's my message about that. Beat the shit out of everybody. Stop them from fighting. I don't care why they're fighting. Just stop them, because you're not supposed to fight in the street.
Or just do like Doug Stanhope said and start killing people.
Yeah, that too. So that's my staff pick, if you guys want to go quick here. If you
Jamie,
don't mind.
You got one?
Let me go last as I kind of get the hang of it.
Mine is American Gods. Starts on the 30th on Stars.
Or American Gads.
American Gads. It's a Neil Gaiman book, and they're making it into a series, and Ian McShane is the lead. Should be really awesome.
Ian McShane. Oh, and I heard about that Deadwood.
Yeah, the Deadwood script's been turned in, apparently.
No shit.
That was
for the movie, right?
Right.
Because they're going to make a movie out of it?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
with all the old, even W. Earl Brown, who we might get on the show.
Oh, right.
That Jeff tantalized us with.
W. Earl Brown tweeted that he wanted to come on the show.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'll die.
He said, I'll sit. Well, he said something like, I'll sit behind a microphone with you guys.
Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah. I said, I'll bring the peaches.
That's awesome.
I will squeal.
We all got to make sure that show gets picked up. So when that untitled, as of now, untitled Reba McEntire project show airs,
I will watch the hell out of it.
This fall, everybody watch the hell out of it. Yeah.
Well, if he's going to be on it, it's got to be good.
Hell yeah.
My staff pick, believe it or not, I am actually picking a podcast, which I never do.
What are you, fucking Ira now?
I am totally ripping off Ira. Totally ripping off Ira. It's a new one that started this beginning of April, and it's on iTunes. It's called I Hate My Boss.
Oh, yeah. I know about this.
I love this. It's so great. I mean, if you've been at your I've been at my job for 17 years.
Congratulations.
And, anyway, so for somebody like me, this is perfect. And this chick, Liz Dolan, and this guy, Larry Seal. Liz Dolan, she was like the CEO at Nike, and they have so much background or whatever. And the show is really cool because they have improv performers pretend like they work at this fake company called Pen and Pencil, and they act out like, you know, scenarios and stuff like that. And they give you advice, like you can write in, you call in.
Okay.
And they have really, I don't know, it's a really good podcast. So I really enjoy it, and I've already heard, like, there was one thing on there where they were talking about, how do you get your boss to pay you for dog sitting, which I go through this all the time because I dog sit for my boss and then he won't pay me for like a fucking month. And the one guy said, spray paint, pay me on the dog when you get back. So I'm going to do that next time. So anyway, I Hate My Boss on iTunes.
Yeah, I want to check that because I heard other people talking about
it. It's really good.
I'm also going to pick a podcast, one that I have recommended before called Startup.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that before.
It's a great podcast, but season three just started. So they, you know, they talk about small businesses that turned into big businesses, stuff you would know. So sometimes they focus on one business, you know, for the whole season, which last season they did American Apparel, which was fascinating.
Interesting, yeah.
But this season it looks like they're doing one different business per week, and they started with the guy, it was I think it might be Inventors or something, the guy that invented the slap bracelet. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, what happened there and how he got started and the rise and fall and blah, 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 the whole thing. And then the second episode was Friendster. You remember Friendster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So they did the whole story of Friendster.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's fascinating.
Pretty sure I still have a Zynga profile.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Zynga.
So it's called Startup. It's a podcast. Season
all
three.
Right. Punchline.geocities.forward/
That's right. It's where you can find all your old pictures. It's on your archived MySpace page.
Yes, you can. I took mine down, though.
So did you have one?
I actually would have a, am I allowed to pick a live musical performance?
Sure.
Yeah.
I would recommend, if you see that Steel Panther is coming to your town, you make the effort to go see them.
Are you going
to
go tonight?
I went and came back.
Oh, okay.
I've already been.
You
went to the show. I
you
went
did?
To the show and came back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was, it's a hoot. It's basically well-written comedy musicians reliving the glory days of 80s glam rock.
Oh,
what?
That's awesome.
It was perfect. It was a great time.
They're a lot of fun.
Steel Panther.
Steel Panther.
Steel Panther.
Jamie, again, where can people go to find out the upcoming shows or to buy tickets?
Easiest thing to do is to visit punchline.com.
Thank you again for having us.
No,
yeah,
it was a treat.
Thank you
anytime.
So much.
Can I plug something?
Please, yeah, please. Go ahead.
I'm at Fat Matt's this Saturday with a great band.
Okay.
Well, it's the Vipers, my band, but I have some really good guys playing this Saturday. So, 7:30, Fat Matt's Rib Shack. Those guys have been hurting a little bit during the bridge collapse because they're right there.
Yeah.
So, come out and see me. Hang out.
Get a rib.
I got some special guests coming out, supposedly, to come down and play. It's going to be a really good night.
Ron White?
Ron White's going to come down and do acid.
Thanks to Ron. Yeah. Well, cool. Go check Ira out this weekend. And thank you to Ron White and Doug Stanhope for stopping by. We didn't expect it. I didn't expect it. I went into shock for a minute, but it was still cool as fuck. So,
oh, yeah.
I went nerd out, and I just let it happen.
And if you want a dog or a cat, furkids.org.
Dog or a cat, furkids.org. All right, until next week. Jeff, do you have anything to plug?
Nope.
All
just right. Going to say keep it.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.